for me, growing up, sex and gender were kind of just interchangeable in terms right. of the way that you talk about it. Now it seems like gender is a substitute for personality. Or so
the way that they work
like
it,
that,
yeah.
I don't know.
It's a game. It's a shell game. So what they do is they say sex is your biological sex. Gender is a basket of attributes that apply to one sex. But the only reason they apply to the one sex is because of societal expectations. So your gender is completely separate from your sex. The reason that girls like dolls is not because there's any built-in inclination to like dolls. It's because society has made them like dolls, right? And so that's their gender. Their gender has been forced on them from society. So that means that if a little girl biologically starts to do boy things, then this means that she is gendered male. But then they make the further step, which is the only thing that is important about a person is not their biological sex, it is their gender. So now we have to pretend that they're actually male, like biologically male. Okay, so what they do is they say gender is separate from sex. Then they say that gender is more important than sex, so sex doesn't exist. It's a bizarre linguistic shell game. But the reality is that when you ask for clarity, all of it becomes very, very clear almost immediately. That if you're making the argument that a girl who likes trucks is a boy, that's a stupid argument. If you're arguing that there are girls who like trucks, of course there are girls who like trucks, right? I mean, everybody understands this, but we have to pretend, along with the subjective, you know, perception of self, of every human being, that whatever you say about you is true. And by that standard, I'm a 6'3", 25-year-old, strapping, muscular gentleman. I mean, like, none of that is true, okay? But I guess you're all going to have to suggest that it is, because that's how I feel on the inside, or some such nonsense.